From APM in New York, I'm Ben Johnson, exploring the latest on how technology is changing our lives and our society. When North Korea's nationalized Red Star operating system emerged a few years back, researchers had a lot of questions, like why make it and how come it looks so much like macOS? Now, in 2016, we have some ideas. Some German researchers have been looking at Red Star and have published some findings. Florian Grunow is one of the researchers who found that Red Star is built to track certain kinds of files even when the owner of those files is offline. Florian, tell me what you found.
So what we found is that certain media files will be watermarked. So if you put a USB stick into your laptop and you have a .docx document or a JPEG file or an AVI movie file on it, then the operating system will put an ID into that file. So it applies a watermark to the file, and that makes you trackable even if you're offline. So with this technology, it's kind of possible to track who opened the file for the first time and to whom it got distributed afterwards and what the chain of distribution actually is.
Can you speculate as to why this sort of functionality might be built into the Red Star operating system?
So on first glance, the watermarking is coming out of two programs share the same code base, which are pretty similar. And one of them is a virus scanner. At least it looks like a virus scanner to the user. It might be something, a functionality that is used to track certain files, to keep track of malicious files maybe. But the problem is that the definition of a malicious file is not up to the user.
It's interesting that the Red Star operating system was based on Linux.
Linux kind of was built in a way that you can perfectly use it to support free speech and distribute free information because it's a free and open operating system. And what they are doing with Linux is basically they apply watermarking to free speech and they are abusing the principles of a free open source operating system like Linux to kind of enforce their way of seeing people using these machines.
Florian Grunow is an analyst at the German security firm ERNW. Florian, thank you very much.
Thanks.
It is the first day of 2016 and also a Friday, so you know what we're in for, right? Special New Year's Eve hangover tally. Hopefully this won't make your head hurt more. My guest, Eric Newcomer, startup reporter for Bloomberg. Eric, are you ready to play the game where we try to stump each other with numbers from the week's tech news?
I am. I'm ready.
All right. All four national wireless carriers.
I'm stumped.
All four national wireless carriers have stopped dealing in two-year contracts for users. AT&T was the latest to announce this week it would stop offering new contracts to consumers January 8th. Verizon and Sprint did the same a few months back, as you'll probably remember. And then T-Mobile did this way back in 2013. All right, what do you got for me?
13 million computers.
This has got to be, I'm just going to say something botnet. I don't know.
that's a good guess. No, this is 13 million computers that NVIDIA believes are actually equipped to handle, you know, virtual reality devices. So out of the 1.43 billion PCs, you know, only 13 million are really ready. So I think it's, you know, it's just a terrifying sign of, okay, we were talking about VR all the time, but do people have the computers that are really going to be able to do it?
God, I hope one of them's mine.
I think it has to be pretty high-end. You know, it's a sign that, you know, some of these more corporate computers, maybe some of the earlier adopters will be, you know, companies trying to use their high-powered PCs. But I think the regular person's going to wake up and be like, I don't have the technology for this at all.
Unless, of course, I suppose the computer we're talking about is, I don't know, a Samsung Galaxy or something, right?
Right. Yeah, there is cardboard and there, you know, certainly there's VR ready for your phone. So there are alternatives.
Are you a believer? Is this going to be the year? Are we ready? Is it happening?
I'm a skeptic. You're talking to a skeptic. Everybody's predicting it, but I think people have been predicting it for years. I think, you know, the not this year is always a safe bet when it comes to VR, but I'm happy to be surprised.
All right. I got another number for you. About 1,000 Hotmail accounts.
This has got to be a data security leak, right? These are breached? What happened?
Yeah, so you're on the right track. This is the number of email accounts that Microsoft discovered were being targeted by Chinese authorities way back in 2011. You may have seen this story this week. The company never actually alerted users of these accounts. The accounts apparently belonged to Tibetan and Uyghur people, two minority groups who have been targeted and sometimes marginalized, I suppose, by the Chinese government. Reporters from Reuters apparently discovered this and asked Microsoft for comment. And in response, the company said it was changing its policy and would alert users in the future if it detected state-sponsored hacking attempts on their accounts.
It's one of those things you wonder, like, should we be more angry that they didn't tell us or more angry that it happened? You know what I mean? There's both sides. There's an amount of frustration, and it just feels so inevitable that people are being targeted. It just throw your hands up at times.
Well, I guess since it is New Year's Day, we can at least say... We can at least say, make your password strong.
Yes.
Right? In 2016.
Yes.
Yeah. Eric Newcomer is startup reporter for Bloomberg. Eric, thank you very much for playing along.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
And we are already working on the next season, but here's another little resolution for you. Check out our Codebreaker podcast. We've been blown away by the response we've had from listeners who have enjoyed season one and have cracked the codes we put into each episode. Speaking of which, here's one in hexadecimal code just for you. You ready? 48, 61, 70, 70, 79, 20, 4E, 65, 77, 20, 59, 65, 61, 72, 21. Translation, Happy New Year. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.